Well, hello there. Scott Johnson here. Diary of a Cartoonist. Diary of a Cartoonist. Is it me or... Well, hang on. Ugh, a little water in the old hole there. Do you guys feel like as you get older, you get lazy with how you start combining words? I feel like that was a thing that was teenagers were accused of, where they weren't properly, I don't know, like enunciating. And so the teacher would accuse them of that and they'd have to slow down and connect the words together. But I find I was pretty good then. And now I'm just kind of like, I don't care anymore. So I kind of just want to just tear through it, blah, 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 just rip through a word. Is that just me? It could just be me. Look, there are 7 billion something people on this planet right now, today, this very minute. And I can't be the only one who's stringing his words together at my age. You ever think about, speaking of which, 7 billion people and how many people have died since I started this podcast just now? Or just now, when I pause between the just nows? How about now? Do you know how many people died? Tons of them died. I don't know what the rate is these days. Should we find out? I'm not trying to be morbid or talk more about mortality stuff like we did last time, but I find it curious. Not, it's the numbers that impress me, because there's just so many people, the chances of somebody dying every second is just high. World current death rate. World death clock. Here you go. Estimated number of deaths this year on Wednesday, April 16, 2014. 16,255,523 and growing. It's growing about 3 per second. We're now at 538. Huh. Interesting. Anyway, throwing that out there, that's according to MD India or Med India. It's a medical Indian thing, site deal. This isn't that many today. I'm sorry, I confused that. 16,255,584 now. Up till now in the year, in the 4 months we've been here in this year. Right? Yeah, deaths this year as on Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. Anyway, forget about that. No one's dying. Everyone's here. If you're listening to this, there's a big giant chance you're not dying. Okay. So let's get to the business at hand here. Yesterday I was mad. I was angry. And I was angry because a Facebook post by an Android, I'm trying to find it and I can't find it. I meant to have it up. Anyway, some Android fan group, okay? It wasn't Facebook, I'm sorry. It was Google Plus. It was a big Google Plus circle and it was like fanboys for Android or something, which is great, awesome. I love that kind of stuff because it serves fan bases. But one of the things they do on there a lot is they'll post some joke or some comic or some photo or some meme that has to do with Android or with the competitive smartphone market or something like that. Again, that's all well and good. I belong to similar groups who post similar things. But I'm really sensitive to when anybody's creation is posted and not an attribution is taken out of it, no matter whose it is. It doesn't have to be just me. It could be whoever. And I can always tell. I'll look at it and go, all right, well, this is clearly illustrated by somebody and they don't have credit at the bottom or a signature or anything. Something's going on. And all too often, my work will get co-opted in this way and posted someplace. So, you know what? I'm going to find it because it's going to make me mad that I don't have the deets on the actual replies and stuff that we got. Android Central, I think it is, on Google Plus. Let's find out if that's the case. Maybe not. Wonderful. You'd think I'd have this ready for our conversation. You know, you'd think I'd be prepared in some way. Hold on, I'm going to pause you. Okay, I found it. So it's this best Android apps circle on Google Plus. They have 109,652 people that follow it. And the thing they posted was a comic I did titled Differences Between iOS and Android Users, number 4,543, which is a random number. There are a bunch of comments on there. And I was the first one to comment when it got posted because somebody informed me that it was there. But anyway, the joke's just the joke that, you know, iOS users are just throwing money at their apps and Android users are less likely to. That's the joke. And this thing's been posted in other places. But for some reason, the entirety of the comic is here, except somebody had went through the trouble in Photoshop or some photo editor to crop out my name and my web link at the bottom of the page. Tiny little things, little bits of text outside of the panels. It's not like they're big plastered, you know, watermarks or something. Just down there that says copyright 2013, Scott Johnson, myextralife.com. Real simple, real small, totally inoffensive, normal for a comic strip of any type, right? Cropped, taken out, completely removed. And so I put something here because I don't know if they did it or somebody else did it. So I said, hey, how about the next time you post something of mine, you don't crop out my name and website that were part of the original image. And then I put a link to the real one. Then you guys all came in and started fighting the fight with me and saying, that's lame. Why don't you guys do this or that or whatever? And the best Android apps came back and says, hi, we have not altered the name and have no intention to do so for any creatives. We got this from Google Image Search, and we'll be more than happy to give you credit for this. If you wish, we can remove one, or remove this one. So, we have not altered the name, and have no intentions to do so for any creatives. Okay. There's no name there to alter. We got the name from Google Image Search, and now we're happy to give you credit. Okay, they got it from Google Image Search, so their assumption, this is where it breaks down for me. I understand if you get an image from something and seeing no accreditation going, oh, well, that's weird. That should have that. But yeah, we got it in this kind of social pot of images. We'll go ahead and use it. But why not as part of your post saying, we're not sure who the artist is. If anyone knows, let us know. We'd love to give credit. How frickin' hard is that to do? It's not hard. It isn't hard. And it would go so far to, you know, for your social contract with people. So to just end it, well, we got it with Google Images. So our hands are clean of this. We don't have any, we have no, this is lazy journalism 2014. We're not supposed to do anything about it. If you wish, we can remove this one. Do you want us to give you credit? How about you do the right thing and just put it up there anyway? Don't have to ask me. Here's the thing. If you knew it was me and they didn't, but if they did and came to me and asked, of course they can post it. In fact, you don't even have to ask. Post, repost, post, go crazy with it. I don't even care if your post makes money and my image is on there. Well, it depends on what you're doing, but we'll do that case by case. But the point is that you could have stuck this up there, and if it didn't have the cropped out info, I'd have been, ah, sweet, cool. I'm glad this worked for something you guys wanted to do. Even better, with that thing cropped out the way it was, and I understand why this stuff happens sometimes. I actually don't understand. Like, what is the benefit of cropping out my name and then putting it out in the wild? Did you take credit for it, whoever cropped it out? Are you claiming on a website someplace I haven't found yet that you drew this? Or are you just posting it hoping that it just seems like it came from the mystery hole of the internet where nothing is made by anyone? I don't get it. I really don't get it. And just a quick little note. We love this. Whoever did it is awesome. Anyone know who did? We'd love to give them credit. Period. Done. How hard is that to do? And I just repeated myself, but I don't care. Do you know the kind of trust and reliability and kind of just overall good vibe you're putting out when you do that? Because then you're doing two things. You're admitting you live in a world where this weirdness goes on and there's not a ton we can do about it. It's a bit like what Google does. It's like, oh, well, there's something copyrighted in the song that somebody's using behind their video of them kicking their cat in the nuts or whatever. Well, shoot. I guess if someone makes a claim, we will remove this video. Like, they make it very clear that, yeah, we don't want to be breaking laws and not giving people credit. So we'll remove this if we find out. It's their way of doing what I'm asking. And in this particular case, I'm just asking for somebody to say, hey, we don't know who this is. Anyone know? And I guarantee somebody would have said, and it would have been great. And I would have been like, dude, you guys are good in my book. Because that is the right freaking thing to do. Not just stick it up there as if it's, you know, mystery comics handed down from Zeus to Hercules and then carried to the mortal men. I mean, come on. I mean, he did put a thing in the comments that says, dear all, you can visit myextralife.com/blah, blah, blah to see the original creative by Scott Johnson. The original creative. Fine, whatever. A little patronizing. I have somebody here. The site is not making money. This is just sharing. It's good. No one has proof that the image is cropped. Oh, I haven't read this yet. Now I'm getting all worked up again. Do you understand why this mentality kills me? They do it. Everybody goes crazy. I go in there and get mad. People, then they apologize, but it's kind of half-assed and it's kind of, well, better to ask for forgiveness than permission kind of attitude. When again, all this is solved with a simple sentence. And then later you got people jumping to their defense. People, come on, stop this. Best Android apps already apologized, he spelled it wrong, about this image. Why do we keep, why keep doing everything bad reviews? Don't tell me any one of you did not draw an image from Google Images and put it up somewhere on your internet. Everyone with bad reviews needs to think before commenting. Also, this site is not making money with this. This is just sharing. Investigate better, as this is not copyright violation and no one has proof that the image is cropped. Well, F off, Raul Martinez. I have absolute proof. It's on my hard drive right over there. Date stamped and everything. In an original layered PSD file I created last year, you douche. Oh, man, I don't know why it gets under my skin. I'm a pretty even-keeled guy. I don't really get that worked up. It's just kind of weird blind ignorance. And it, to me, it isn't even about the issue at hand. Okay, fine, the comic, big deal. Nobody's making money. I got it. That's not my problem. My problem is just, are we this shitty with each other? Are we just bad at this? Have we never figured out how to try to be equitable? And when you've done all you can and you can't do any more, even if time's tight and things are weird and you got to hurry up and get a post up and you don't have time to track down who did it, can't you do a little preemptive? Just a little, we're posting this because we like it, but we're not sure who did it. Would love to know. I don't think they understand how far that goes. How powerful that is. Now extend that to the rest of your life. Forget about copyright crap on the internet. Forget about that. And by the way, it is copyrighted. All my comics are copyrighted, you weirdo. I don't like this Raul guy. He and I, you know, we're having words here. Well, we're having one-sided words here. All right, I'll quit freaking out about that. I have enough things to worry about. When somebody emailed in and said, you've made brief mention in other shows, other episodes of this show and then other shows, that you suffer from some forms or levels of sort of anxiety disorders or something. And I want that guy and others to know that's true. I do have, since I was a kid, little kid, have always struggled and suffered with some pretty gnarly anxiety attacks, generalized anxiety, what some call existential dread. It's kind of part of my DNA. I've always kind of been this way. Comes kind of from my mom's side. There's some history of that. My dad, not so much, but my mom's side had a lot of this back through the years. Her mother before that. So I've kind of come to accept it the best I can. But boy, there are times, man, where I hide it pretty well, you know, and the shows act as a great outlet for me to kind of work through some of those issues. But there have been times, like there have been times on stage at Nerdtacular events, By the way, get your tickets, nerdtacular.com. Come on, man. Let's meet up there. Let's be friends. Let's go. Let's have some fun. It's going to be great. Bring your kids, too. Kids are welcome. Got artwork for them. It's a lot of fun. The whole show, I would probably rate PG. There's nothing about Nerdtacular you couldn't bring kids to. It's a big, nice, family-friendly event. And very friendly to everybody. Don't judge anyone. No issues. If you like, hey, look, if you're a brony, come on in, man. You're welcome. You're totally welcome. I may not understand why you like that show so much, but I am totally cool with you liking it that much. Anyway, point is, you should come. But the other point is, I've been on stage before, and no one knew this. No one's ever known this. But there were a couple of times where I thought I was going to pass out and whack my head on the table. And the idea of that happening put me in complete, utter panic attack mode. Fight or flight. The only thing I could have done to battle it would be get up and run somewhere real fast. Real bad. Blindingly bad. So bad that you can't think straight. You don't know what you're doing or saying. I'm not even sure I'm in the right place. Like, it gets that bad. Now, anyone out there who's actually had that kind of stuff understands what I'm talking about. And you work through it, you breathe through it, you do what you got to do. I mean, you got to live, you got to survive, right? You can't let that stuff overtake you. And I know that there are people way worse situation than me when it comes to that stuff. And I know there are people with much milder cases of it. And I know there are people who have never even experienced it and don't really know how to relate to it. And that's hard. If you haven't felt what an actual panic attack is, one that doesn't involve being attacked by an actual bear, because that's different. Those are, you know, these impulses are there to help us anyway. Evolutionarily speaking, we're meant to have kind of a heightened sense of, uh-oh, this is danger. I have to get out of here. But for some of us where that's kind of broken and misfiring, to have that happen for no reason while you're walking up the street or at the movie theater or wherever, whatever you're doing, there is really nothing quite like it. And it doesn't matter how much I try to explain it to someone who's never experienced that. You just don't know. You have no idea how bad it is. All that being said, I wanted to make it clear that I'm not hiding it. I'm not afraid of it either in terms of discussing it or, you know, dissecting it or whatever. It is just, it's a part of me. I'm not medicated for it. I don't do well with medication generally. I don't even do well with a couple of Tylenol, for heaven's sake. Just real sensitive to meds and what they do. It's always overboard for me. So I'm not, for wrong or right, I mean, the right psychologist or psychiatrist maybe tell me otherwise, but I'm not medicated for it. A lot of people are. There are times I wonder if I should be when it gets real bad, but the funny part is I know there are two people in my head all the time. There's one guy who knows that this is all stupid and kind of happening for no reason and that there's no need for it. And then there's another part of me that doesn't care what that guy says. And that's frustrating because the one guy really does want to intervene and be logical and go, no, wait, slow down, calm down. Everything's fine. But that other side is just having a complete spaz. And, it's very hard to explain to people, again, who haven't had that, but it is very, very duplicitous the way that that works. But moreover, I'm telling you here, we can go into more of these maybe in future if people want to hear about my experiences or whatever, or how I deal with things. But, you know, I just want to make it clear I'm not hiding it. It's not a thing I'm trying to tuck away. Always happy to talk about it. Not embarrassed by it. I've accepted it as part of who I am. Doesn't take much to set off either. I could have a sudden like pain in my elbow and I would just immediately have a small to large panic attack that there's something terribly wrong with my elbow. And meanwhile, that guy, again, the logical guy in a three-piece suit is sitting there going, what are you doing? What are you doing there? The other side's going, I don't know. Something wrong with my elbow. It doesn't matter what logic or rationality you apply. It's freaking me out. It sucks. But that's okay. I'm making it work. And they're, you know, whatever. Everybody has a thing, right? We all have a thing. Some people are narcissistic and don't think of anyone but themselves. And that's kind of a weird disability in its own right. And there are people who can't concentrate and can't focus and have true attention deficit disorders and can't get anything done. And there's people like me who, you know, just panic and anxiety are just part of your life. And sometimes it's debilitating. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it actually spurs your creativity. That's another thing we can talk about, because I actually think it does. At least opens things up for people like me. I mean, my best work sometimes has come out of my most anxious times. So I only speak from experience. And then, you know, there are other people with far worse things that are happening outside of them. Terrible relationship issues, children issues. You know, I don't have any of that. Family life couldn't be better. And, but I have to try to remember that there are people who don't have that, and it's really hard. And hopefully they also, others who have differing situations, can look at my situation and go, yeah, it must not be easy to deal with panic disorders, you know? Oh, such a nervous little kid. You guys should have seen me when I was like 10, 8 to 10 probably is a good range. Just such a little freak. And everything scared me. Big sounds. I couldn't go to fireworks displays, like, you know, outdoor fireworks, too loud. And the lights would just this oversensitivity to everything, to light and sound and touch and everything. A lot of that stuff abated, but in my adult life, it just sort of turned into, hey, why don't you freak out for no reason? Why don't you get in a crowd full of people and have it be so pushed up against you that you panic and want to run and are willing to do anything that you can to get out of there, because that's just how irrational your trigger is. How about that? How about some of them apples? Why don't you melt some of that cheese? Anyway, we can talk about that more as life continues on in the diary, which I'm really enjoying trying to get back on track here. Oh, a couple of interesting things. If you're listening to this via just the RSS feed, you'll be interested to know that if you go to frogpants.com/diary, that's frogpants.com/diary, it will take you to the official blog notes and page for this podcast, which it's never existed before. I just sort of put this on a feed and said, hey, here you go. But there are enough of you now asking, and also enough of you now listening, that I think it makes sense to expand it a bit. And here's the cool part. Every episode I do, there will be an accompanying drawing that I created to go with it that has to do with the theme of the show. So today's will likely be about copyright infringement. Not so much anxiety, but... and you can see it there, and it's exclusive to this, and it won't be anywhere else. We might be able to, you know, put them in a collection and let people have them or whatever if they want, but different drawing every episode, posted at frogpants.com/diary. And that'll be true today as well. So go check that out. I think you'll enjoy it. It's like getting an extra little comic a day or something. I actually just forward you to a Tumblr page, but same thing. And it looks good on mobile, so it's easy to see. Anyway, if you have questions, let me know. And also, tell your friends. I'm trying to grow this. I want this show to become a bigger deal for me in terms of, you know, reach and topics and all that stuff. And regularity. Take some nice digital fiber. Get some regularity going. Anyway, if you guys have questions, email me, scott@frogpants.com. That's scott@frogpants.com. Happy to answer them and read some of that stuff right here. Your feedback has been fabulous so far. I don't normally use the word fabulous, so feel special because I did here. Hope you like it. You can take that home with you. Okay? All right. Stay out of trouble, everybody. See you next time.